later after the 7th grade you might go to, or the 6th grade you might go to.
Junior.
And after that you might go to.
Senior.
What kinds of different fences would you have?
I don't know.
What kinds of buildings would you have on the school ground?
Book building. The school. I don't know. I never really looked at the other thing.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize y'all were here.
Yeah, it's fine.
Donnell thinks he can get a check. He turns time card in 4 weeks late.
Thanks, Missy.
On a school ground, you might exercise in the. You might check books out of the
library.
What kinds of different Oriental people would you have? What kinds of different kids went to your school?
Some Puerto Rican, some Irish, some Asians, American. That's about all I know.
Do you ever know of any slang names for Puerto Ricans? What you ever call them? Would they ever be called anything else at all that you might
know? Not that I know.
Would you ever know any slang names for Germans?
Mm-mm.
Italians?
Nope.
Poles?
No. I don't even know what Poles are.
Polish people?
Oh, no.
Russians?
Nope.
Czechoslovakians?
Sure wouldn't.
Englishmen?
Nope.
Irishman?
Nope.
Scots?
No.
French?
Mm-mm.
Cajuns?
No.
Greeks?
Nope.
Cubans?
Nope.
Mexicans?
Mm-mm.
Scandinavians?
Mm-mm.
Canadians?
Mm-mm.
What are some slang names that sometimes blacks might use for whites? Would you?
That blacks might use for whites. Hunky, cracker, redneck. That's about it.
Do you ever hear peckerwood?
Mm-hmm.
What would there be a distinction between a honky, a redneck, and a peckerwood? And a cracker?
Not really. Those are slang names they use for whites. Except for redneck.
What would a redneck be? How would you?
They just, redneck because the whites can turn red easily.
Mm-hmm. Would a cracker be? Maybe a kind of not educated white or somebody that was pretty
not necessarily, just names.